This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here comes Christmas for me.
We love America!
I like that laugh.
Love it.
Woo! Oh, baby, and it's the wrong words on the cue card. This Christmas, I'm gonna have them all I can. Because I don't have the right words and I have no background singer.
That's so good.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, man.
That's Miss Patti LaBelle in 1996.
Legend.
That was back from 96 at the National Tree Lighting Ceremony. And later, Bill and Hill come out and they're like, hey, thank you for that.
Bill and Hill?
Yeah, they're in the video later.
Sorry about your background.
Well, I was talking.
Yeah, we know what Bill was doing.
We know
he's
what Bill
keeping
was
them
doing.
Busy.
I was doing a tree line of my own.
Oh my God. Should be the new lyrics to that song.
Is yes. Where my background singers?
Just everything she says.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to play on Christmas morning.
yeah,
that version.
Uh-huh. Some amazing drag queen in Brooklyn has perfect lip sync to that.
Have. Like, imagine a choir rendition of that where people are just going,
"Where's my background singers?" very meta when it's them singing.
Yeah, Kirk Franklin, get on this, please.
I know, right?
Where are they?
Background. Oh, thank you.
Welcome to Good Christmas Fun. I'm Kevin T. Porter. The T stands for Denzel.
I'm Christmas Caroline.
Wow, we're here to have good Christmas fun. GCF is the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture and Christmas pop culture, the music and the entertainment and the movies made for, made by, made about Christians and Christmas, as what's her name said? Camila Cabello. Christmas. You remember that when she sang it like that? Yeah, that's it. Although we didn't really do any Christmas movies this year. Mm. Like we did in the past. Christmas on the Square. Christmas with a capital C.
Oh.
Still time.
Movies of this nature.
It is still time. It's not Christmas yet.
I guess, you're right. We have a few weeks. There's a hole in the schedule. We could do everyone's favorite Christmas movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, I love that.
I was going to say.
I love that.
I think there's a Christmas moment in there.
Is it? I've never seen it.
I think it snows at some point, so it's a Christmas moment.
I feel like actually Jesus is the only one Benjamin Button could relate to.
That's true.
In what way?
When Jesus was born,
everyone was like,
he was the infinite God at the same time, so he's very old.
He was old. He was infinitely old.
He was infinitely old.
And newborn.
You get what I'm saying?
You know, that's true.
I get you.
I actually didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Is Benjamin Button the most Christ-like figure in all
Christmas movies?
All right, Benjamin Button, The Curious Case. It's a Christmas movie. We got
the pitch for the name of that was Passion of the Christ too. And it's like, we can't do this.
Passion of the Button.
The Passion of the Button. Benjamin. they are still working on that Passion of the Christ too. They're
wait, for real?
They're still in development about it.
What's it about?
Passion of the Christ 2 Reloaded.
Truly, Tokyo it's like, Drift. I believe it's truly Jesus goes to hell and fights Satan and then comes back.
Honestly, I would fucking love that. If you give me what Jesus was in his mind doing the 3 days he was in that tomb.
I think like, that's the idea.
That would be some wild. I would love that.
We haven't seen that yet.
We haven't seen that. Let's fucking go.
You know
Listen,
how hard
I'm for
it is
it.
To see something new about Jesus'
yeah.
life?
Yeah. I'm for it.
Come on.
The sound of Jesus coming soon, because it'll be a Sound of Freedom joint.
From the cooked brain of Mel Gibson.
I mean, two cooked brain collabs.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot he made that.
Between Caviezel and
That's
and
so
Mel.
Funny.
Yeah, Jim Caviezel will, like, every once in a while, like, in the press be like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to Mel. Like, we're working on it.
We're working
it.
On it.
They
too.
Love teasing it out. They've
can
been
you,
talking about it for forever.
Can you imagine being an actor who plays Jesus? And then having that become your personality.
Right.
Because that became like, it feels that he's like
shot
very
to
Christian
the head.
And shit now, right?
Yeah.
I feel like he wasn't before.
He's like QAnon, like real crazy person now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not even a faith-based guy. He's like, I've seen them drink the blood. It's real.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. He's a witness.
In Hollywood.
Yeah.
I was in Hollyweird, and let me tell you.
I was a person of interest for 6 seasons on CBS.
Sure.
I feel like that's such a good career turn if your career isn't going so well, but you were super famous
Is
at
Q?
One point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like what he's doing of like, I've seen the ceremonies where they drink the blood. It's believable because it's Jim Caviezel. He was on the In Circle at one point.
It's on Caviezel.
It's unconvincible.
You could say whatever, and people would be like, finally.
He was considered like an attractive man at one point, wasn't he?
He was cute.
He was like gorgeous. Yeah.
Frequency 2000, that movie where he talks with his daddy, Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Another Christian.
Another, I know.
Oh, yeah. Another late in the game
I
Christian.
I want to talk. Do you guys know his son, Jack?
I don't know him.
Or is that his son?
Yeah,
or is
he's
that
an
his
actor,
nephew
right?
or some shit? I don't know.
It's his son
right?
with Meg Ryan.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Their offspring.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I would love to talk to him about his dad.
Oh, seriously, yeah. right?
Like, because I'm always interested in that because Jack is very, like,
he
chill.
He's great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And if Jack is listening to this, I'm not saying your dad is not cool. But
But
your dad has lived a life.
He's interesting.
He's interesting.
He's a person of interest.
He's out
person
and out.
Of interest.
He's always got new projects, you know.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Meg Ryan's rom-com?
No.
She put
with
out.
With Duchovny?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
no.
like a return
I saw
to
that.
The form.
I
yeah.
did not see it, but okay. I saw that was a movie.
I will bravely go forth and let you guys know.
Okay. You're going to watch?
I will watch.
Because she directed it.
She
directed.
Meg Ryan directed it and starred in it.
She might have written it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Kind of like her thing.
I like Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Of course.
I can't remember anything she's been in the past 20 years, but I really like her.
I don't think she's been in like hardly anything.
Oh, yeah. In the Cut she was in.
Okay.
In the Cut. What
was
is
she
that?
In Flight Plan or Flight?
She sure wasn't. That was Jodie Foster.
That was Jodie. Okay. I get them mixed up all the time.
Yep. You're right, Caroline. She wrote it. She did write it.
Okay. Yeah.
Along with two other people, but she wrote that thing.
Interesting.
Claiming her rom-com
Good for Meg
status
Ryan.
Again.
Come
I
on
know.
Back. Come
She's,
on back.
She became an interior designer for a while.
For real?
Yeah. She was just like flipping a bunch of houses in New York. That was like her life.
For me,
That's why Jack is so cool.
That's why he's so cool. He went with her.
he gets the Meg side.
Yeah, he got the Meg side, the house flipping side. Yeah.
He looks like both of them so much.
He does.
In the Land of Women, that's a movie she was in. Did you ever see that?
No.
That starred Adam Brody and Kristen Stewart and Meg Ryan. It's from like 2007. And I remember it because it prominently featured a B-side from Bruce Springsteen and the climactic kiss. Like not one of his popular songs.
Oh, just like a B-side song.
A B-side that he never put out.
I love that.
Iceman.
Hoping that it would get popular. But nobody saw that movie.
No, it didn't make that much money.
It made $416.
Because no one would believably kiss to that song.
Audiences have roundly rejected In the Land of Women due to lack of interest in Iceman.
This is also Seth Cohen era Adam Brody, too.
Yeah, he's running off that Seth Cohen. But listen, yeah. we're not talking about Meg Ryan. We're not talking about Seth Cohen or Adam Brody. Or Adrian Brody.
Jim Caviezel.
Talking about Dennis Quaid today, though.
We are here to talk about Dennis Quaid and to review
Quaid
his
is on
new
the table.
Gospel album. Hit it. I'll fly away. Wait, no, I do have to play it for
you
junkies.
Play some of it. Yes. He needs to hear it.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Please do.
This is a song called...
Wait, we haven't introduced Jacquees yet.
Yeah, actually, let's introduce Jacquees.
After that, Dennis Quaid.
We do have to do it. Making his triumphant return to the podcast after years of being temporarily, permanently banned. Friends and folks, he's a writer, comedian. Yes. You know him from Comedian Feud or Grand Crew RIP. Give it up for Jacquees Neal!
Hallelujah!
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 Where my
praise
singers?
Him!
I want this to be my theme song now. This is a great... This feels like I'm coming out to wrestle. No, not anymore.
Man, I want someone's wrestling persona
to be the cutest wrestler ever.
Deeply embedded Amy Grant music. That'd be sick, man.
That would be awesome.
This jacks you up more than the Family Feud theme?
It does.
At this point? Okay.
It does.
That's
yeah.
fair.
I love it.
I do love
the Family Feud.
I did Jacquees' show a year ago.
You did? Oh, shit. You did. You got to come back and do it. You guys. I always feel bad for the teams that lose because you guys lost, if I remember correctly.
Oh, we lost pretty hard.
Yeah.
No.
I remember that as one of the worst nights of my life, but not for that
oh,
reason.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. I do remember. I do remember you.
You do remember this?
Day.
Okay.
You're having a rough day. I felt bad for you, and then you guys got your ass beat.
That was the first time that I was truly, and I hope it never happens again, I blacked out on stage.
Oh, shit.
I was not in control of my body,
that's
and
fair.
I don't know what I
blacked
said.
Blacked out?
That's fair.
Yeah.
You said some really wild shit, Kevin.
Did I? Oh,
no.
You did not.
Awesome.
You said so much offensive shit. You called somebody fat.
No.
Kevin.
That would suck. What if you blacked out and you just called people fat? That would be terrible.
That would be so bad.
That would be awful. So awful.
No, you were fine. I always feel bad when people do the show and like lose that first game. And because the show is like still an extra 45 plus minutes after that.
Oh, yeah.
So I always feel like, oh, you guys just came out for like half an hour, but it's still fun. You're still playing Family Feud.
I just went backstage and spiraled for a little bit.
That's fine.
Couldn't feel my arms.
That's okay. That's okay.
Trying to see your hands in front of your face.
Barely. But I think we have to talk about a song called Why Me, Lord, from the album Fallen, : a gospel record for sinners. From 2023, friends and folks, this is the Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known?
What pleasures?
Tell me, Lord.
Somewhere there's a Republican who's jerking off to this song.
That was worth
love. Oh, I don't think somewhere. I think he's on mic. I don't think you have to search
the whole album.
Speaking of, I'm gonna have Jack Quaid on the show soon ish.
You should play that for
and
his
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play that as walkout music.
Why me, Lord?
Why me, Lord? I think he'll walk off the stage.
That would be sick.
That would be hilarious. It would be just for comedy. Do you think comedians would understand that?
Yeah, it'd be worth it, man.
Yeah, can't get mad at that.
But
right?
That would suck if, like, as someone with a father not in the limelight,
yeah,
or the spotlight. Are those different? Limelight and spotlight.
Limelight and spotlight. Limelight is...
I know one's green.
I feel like spotlight is like...
One is green.
One is green. One is white. I feel like
put
spotlight
together,
is...
They'll be
I feel
right.
like spotlight is like right now. And limelight is like a little more...
Limelight is like famous.
Famous.
You know?
Yeah.
Spotlight is not necessarily like entertainment. It's like...
Right. It's like a sexual abuse scandal.
Right.
The Catholic Church in
thing.
Boston.
Like you got the spotlight on you.
You got a spotlight on you. Spotlight but if you have the limelight on you,
you're
like golden.
You're golden.
Okay.
Yeah. And you're green.
like me.
Well, as a father, as someone who, not as a father, geez.
As a father of daughters.
I've just really wanted to say as a father for Congrats. So long, I just accidentally Freudian slipped my way
like,
into it.
He looked at Dexter and he's like, you're not my daddy.
This is, this is good Christian fun breaking news.
Can you imagine?
If you announced it like that.
My son on the air. That'd be amazing.
The new Drake.
No, I mean, I would hate to be held accountable for anything my dad's ever done.
Of course. That would be terrible.
Right?
Yeah. That would be awful.
People bringing up your parents all the time. Even if you had a good relationship with them, it'd be like, enough.
It still would suck.
Let alone a dad with like musical aspirations on Spotify that you could play for them at any given time.
Yes. I will do it.
No, thank you.
Well, Jacquees, thanks for coming back to the show after so long.
I'm so happy to be here.
Do you remember the last time you were in our blessed presence?
I remember the first time I was here. We had some fun melodies from heaven.
We sure did. Do you know how many years ago that was?
That was pre-pandemic.
That was 4 years ago.
April 2019.
Wow.
Jesus.
And then we had you on for like Zoom episodes since then.
We did. Yes. I feel like nothing I did during a pandemic I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the same
Caroline's
boat.
Got some of that.
Whole chunks of my show.
I just forgot. I forgot. Like somebody would be like, oh, you did this. I was like, when? Like, oh, 2020. I was like, over my head. I completely forgot.
You're kind of like me at a comedian feud show.
Yeah, I was like,
what did I say?
I was blacked out. I said so much offensive shit last time I was here.
Yeah, you did. You did call Big Bird fat.
I called Big Bird fat.
Hey, Big Bird, you're fat.
You're fat, Big
Bird.
What?
That was totally uncalled for.
What did we talk about the last time I was here? I can't remember. I'm sure, as soon as you say it, I'll remember.
We talked about the Spider-Man movie.
Oh!
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do remember. We talked about Into the Spider-Verse. Oh, no, was it
we talked about
the live action or?
No Way Home.
We did talk about No Way Home.
Is that so funny?
Why did we do that?
I don't know.
Do anything we do on this show, true. Caroline?
You know what? It was a good time.
Glad Spider-Man.
Good time. Come back, Tom Holland.
That was the last time I was enthusiastic at all about one of those movies.
Wow. Really? Yeah, about the MCU?
Yeah, about the Marvel. No, I like Spider-Verse and stuff, obviously.
But that's not the MCU.
That's not MCU.
They're going to get you back, Kevin. With you know why?
Thunderbolts?
With the beast of your heart.
Ooh.
Good God. Iron Man or whatever.
Kelsey Grammer.
Because Beast is back.
Yes, I forgot.
Blue Frazier is going to be headlining.
They said we lost the magic somewhere. We got to find it.
So we need the Trump-loving Frasier.
Man. Way to ruin those movies, Kelsey.
Yeah.
He's got momentum right now.
He does. He'll be back.
Yeah, he's got huge momentum right
now. He's got a lot of buzz.
The world has grammar fever.
I do.
As it stands. But it might have holiday fever, too. We're neck deep into the holidays. We're really at the midway point. We're recording this on December the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks till Christmas.
We're on the 12th day of Christmas.
I feel. Yeah. I looked at the calendar like for playing stuff out and scheduling. I was like, I felt a little bit bummed that it was only 2 weeks left because I haven't felt it, really.
I'm going to be real. Like, I have not felt Christmas in, like, 2-3 years, it feels like. It is sad. It is very sad. Like, I didn't do anything. I mean, like, there was a, like, not to be a downer, but there was, like, a family thing that happened right around Christmas time in 2020, the day after Christmas. And so, like, the next Christmas obviously was very sad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, like, the Christmas last year obviously was still sad, but it was more of just, like, I don't feel like doing shit.
Sure.
And so this year, like, Christmas is back, but I have not felt the Christmas spirit or joy.
We need Christmas motivation.
I need something.
Are you doing any Christmas activities in the next couple weeks?
I mean, I've been going to a shit ton of holiday parties, which has been nice.
Is that helping? That's not helping.
It's been okay.
I went
to the Enchanted Forest yesterday.
Hey, that's fun.
It was fun.
There's an Enchanted Forest in La Cañada, I want to say.
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, wait,
I went to the one in Descanso Gardens.
Descanso. That's La Cañada. Uh-huh.
That is? Okay, so that's the one.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was gorgeous.
It was nice.
I wish I was on drugs.
It makes you feel like a little fairy while you're
there. It does.
I've been to the one at the Arboretum.
I said it like I was saying a slur. And I meant it like it's fun. You feel like you're in a fantasy book.
That's what you called everybody.
No, I didn't call everyone that. The Family Feud show, I promise.
A bunch of fat fairies.
I look out here and I see you, winged little losers.
Kevin, Kevin, come back, come back.
You wood nymphs.
Well, you guys almost skated together the other night.
We did. Oh, yes. Yes.
No. And then I came down with this.
I'm so sorry.
So it would have been just a wet disaster on there.
I've been skating. I skated twice this year.
Wow. You're doing all the right things.
I'm doing all the right things. And like, I think it just needs to, I think I need to watch my, I didn't even watch my Christmas movies last year.
Oh, which is that's probably a big problem.
I watched three every year. Very basic, but they're my three.
Wait, should we try, should Caroline and I try to guess them?
Yes, please do.
I'm going to guess Muppet Christmas Carol.
No.
No.
I'm gonna,
good one, no. Very good one.
I'm going to guess The Family Stone.
How did you know? But no, it's not.
I wish it was. Jingle All the Way, is that one?
No.
Die Hard?
No.
Lethal Weapon?
No.
Elf?
They're so basic. No.
Love Actually?
They're basic ones.
They're basic ones.
Christmas Carol?
If they're basic. No.
Oh, what's
probably
the,
not as basic.
Jimmy
Christmas
Stewart
Vacation.
One?
You guys are missing them all.
It's a Wonderful Life.
No. Can I give you a hint?
Give me a hint.
Two of them are in the same franchise.
Oh.
Dang. Okay.
Two Christmas movies in the same
that
franchise.
That rules out Klaus.
That rules out Klaus.
Iron Man 2 and Iron Man 3?
Yes.
Wait, what are they?
Home Alone 1 and 2.
Oh, duh.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
and then The Santa Claus, the original.
So every year, Jackie sits down and says, I want to watch Donald Trump.
Yes. I watch Donald Trump and Tim Allen.
You need to get Kelsey Grammer in there somewhere.
Make this a real Christmas.
Make the Trinity.
But those are my three every year. And last year, I didn't even watch them.
Okay, so that might help.
I'm going to watch them this year.
Did you decorate your home this year?
No, because I'm lazy.
Okay. Just do a little bit, like
maybe
one string of lights.
Maybe. I might do that.
We'll do
I might put the Christmas wreath
a
up.
A world of wonder.
One
yeah,
garland
there you go.
Might make all the difference.
You don't decorate, do you?
No.
For Christmas? Do you have any Christmas decorations?
Well, I used to have a Christmas tree I would keep in the closet.
Ooh.
But what?
So it could come out every year.
Yeah. Hello.
After we pick it out.
Yeah, he stays in the closet. No, I was taking up too much space. I was doing spring cleaning, get ready stuff. But I'm not motivated to go get a real tree or a fake tree now.
I've never had a real tree.
I need a Charlie Brown tree or something.
Yeah.
But I'm lagging behind. But I feel, you know what did it for me?
What did
what
it?
What kind of set me in the holiday mood?
You're in it.
Was taking a little trip to, I think you know where I'm going with this.
This is a segue.
Taking a little bite out of the Big Apple, New York City.
Oh, it is not
Christmas
a segue.
Central.
It's Christmas Central. Oh,
I saw a Christmas concert in Carnegie Hall.
Oh, that's dope.
With Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant.
Oh shit, that's awesome.
And then the thing that did it too is we did go ice skating there underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. And then the last day when I was on a jog, it started snowing.
Beautiful.
And that felt like God's blessings rain upon me.
That's nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So temperature-wise, but then it was a cognitive dissonance to come back and it was 75 degrees or whatever. Right.
It's too fucking hot. I think that's what it is. It's been hot this winter for us so far.
Yeah.
We're still getting like routinely high 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think I need to go back. I think you know what? I think I need to go back to Chicago for a winter.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go back to Chicago
not for a winter.
Whole winter?
No, no, no. Just for like 2 or 3 days during like
a week
Christmas
of December.
Season.
Does Chicago have like a Christmas scene going on?
I imagine.
Very much so. Okay.
Especially everywhere. Everywhere. We got the big tree. We had the big tree.
Yeah.
We got the Chris Kendall Market, which is super fucking fun. So it's like, it's in downtown Chicago. It is basically how Germany celebrates Christmas.
Oh, with like and little stalls and everything?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's such a beautiful time. Mulled wine and music and shops and food. It's really great.
Yes.
It's like a Christmas Oktoberfest, which is super
fun.
Michigan Avenue lights up. We got the holiday train, which changes tracks every day, so you never know when it's going to come.
What's the holiday train?
So one of the CT8, which is our train station, the entire train is only comes out for Christmas. One of them is open, and it's like Santa Claus is on it, and like it's reindeer,
what?
And it's all lit up. I'll send you a video.
That's
it's
amazing.
Beautiful.
And it's like random every day.
And
it, so
every day
is
on a different line. So it may be on a red line one day, or the green
that
line, or the
so
blue
magical.
Line.
That is so magical.
Chicago's a very big Christmas city. So
wow.
I think that's what I need. I need a reset.
Yeah.
You need to be there for like the first week of December.
Yes.
And not January or February.
No, fuck that.
That would be quite bad for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that next season.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Get your Kringle on.
There is just this Kringle. Like inescapable feeling that we're cosplaying Christmas.
It is.
Living where we do, where it's like, even wearing a sweater, it's like, you might get hot.
I am today. Hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot. I was walking there, I was like, my fucking back is sweating.
When you bundle up in other cities, it is out of necessity.
Yeah.
And here it's like, wouldn't it be nice to look a certain way?
Wouldn't it be nice to wear a Christmas sweater?
Like wearing a big old coat and people look so good in those.
Yeah, we were like we were ice skating when the day you were supposed to come, and all of us were like, it's hot. We all took off our coats, like
bundled up.
Like, we were on the ice rink in t-shirts.
That stinks.
Like, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. It's wild.
No,
and this is my stupid anecdotal. Like it happened to me, so it must be true thing. Even though I do think this is true. I believe in global warming for many reasons, but because it's gotten hotter since I've been here in LA last 14 years, since 2009. 2009 winter was not like this.
No.
It was cooler.
Noticeably
it was cooler.
Hotter.
It was less.
Even when I moved here, it was cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Got cooler. October, always wanted to shoot the sun. By the time November came, stop. You're done. By the time November came, December, I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, I even had a little frost on the windows some nights.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It got down to the 30s.
We're in a peak
and
coat.
Now the sun's like, just kidding.
I shoot back.
We're in a turf war now.
No.
Now, do you think you might make it out to any Christmas Eve services this year?
Church?
Yeah.
Man, my grandma would love that.
What if we all went together, the three of us as a family?
I would go to, if we all went together.
Me, you, and your grandmother. Caroline, you can come to.
Wait, Caroline.
I said, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No,
I've not been to church on Christmas in so long.
Oh, man.
Maybe I should. Maybe that's what it'll do with it.
What if I was singing in the choir and I was nervous, so I needed friends to show up?
I would come up on stage and sing with you.
I would come. We'd be your background singers.
You would?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to pat
But you guys would sing better than me, and then that would make me feel worse, and I have to get off the stage.
Okay, we'll
stand
in
the
crowd.
Back.
Yeah.
Stand in the back, and then don't sing.
We won't sing.
We'll clap.
We'll hold up signs.
Yeah, but clap for me.
Yeah, we'll clap, hold signs.
And hold a big sign like you're doing great.
Yeah, but it's the reason for the season.
We'll be your hype people.
Yeah.
I used to sing in the choir.
I did too, man. I enjoyed it.
Last time I did was 2019.
Oh, shit. Here?
Yeah, you know Anna Lori.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I didn't sing with her, but she was like, I want to go to a Christmas Eve service. So I'm like, well, I'm singing in the church choir.
Love it.
Come to mind. And we took a picture that night that looks like we've been married for 10 years.
Love it.
It's something about our sweaters or something. It was mm-hmm. It was a very good service.
Yeah,
that's
I was
fun.
Happy with
it. I do miss being in a choir at Christmas time, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
People are ready. People actually want to hear you.
People do, yeah.
At that time of year.
Maybe it's time for the Tubular Bells reunion tour. What was your a cappella group and
random voices.
Oh yeah,
tubular bells.
Tubular bells.
Yeah,
that's just, you guys, new idea.
I guess. Yeah.
Random
the tubular
voices.
Bells, y'all.
That's our Christmas alter ego.
I love it.
And it's time for a reunion tour. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I think I also don't get much music out here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas music. Like I remember last time I was in Chicago for around the Christmas season. I was in Millennium Park, as one is. and like there was like a choir just singing Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
What?
I was like, this is beautiful.
Wow.
This is gorgeous. And they sounded great.
I need to go to Chicago at Christmas too.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great. It was great. I get no music out. We're gonna get the parade.
The Rose Bowl parade.
Oh yes. Well, that's New Year's.
Yes. But what parade are you talking
The Christmas
about?
Parade. Wait, the one that
no one told me about that.
What's the dude's name? Estrada?
Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, like, hosted every year or some shit. He's like one of the hosts.
What part of town is it?
It's always like through Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never seen that.
You guys never seen this?
No.
I haven't either, but I know I see the signs every year. I think it's like floats and shit. Yeah.
Okay. The Christmas parade is coming.
And maybe they've gotten rid of it since COVID and it's not come back.
Uh-oh.
But for.
Because Eric wouldn't get vaxxed.
Yeah. Because he won't get vaxxed. Eric Estrada won't get vaxxed.
That's the headline.
But there's always been like a Christmas LA parade, and Eric Estrada and like some white lady are the hosts.
Okay.
I'm almost sure it's Eric Estrada. I think I know how he looks.
Estrada, and I'm Googling white lady.
Yeah, just Google Eric Estrada white lady and share whatever comes
up. Oh, yeah. Eric Estrada and Laura McKenzie host annual like
Laura McKenzie, she's a legend.
Oh,
the 90th annual Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Wow.
It's been going for 90 years.
Yeah, and they do it on Hollywood Boulevard, and there's like they literally have a red carpet covering the whole street.
Oh, yeah. Man. You do have to search for the music out here a little bit more. You're not gonna get confronted with it.
Okay.
I went to see Jenny Lewis at the Palladium, nice. Former singer of Rilo Kiley, has her own solo career. It was my sixth time seeing her in the last 15 years. She opened with a song with Santa. She sang a song with Santa for the opener.
Got everybody in the mood.
Santa sang?
Did Santa sing? Yes, he did. He did sing.
Wow.
It was like a duet with them. And she was like, Santa, I love you. It was not a Christmas standard. But it was so funny, by the way, to see a singer-songwriter who's like in a much different field. But after seeing Taylor Swift in the Eras Tour, to watch a woman that couldn't have more Riz if she tried, and Jenny Lewis, who's just like gushing off of her.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift's just like, it's a little bit. And she's wonderful at what she does. We love it. We don't mean to pit women against each other, do we? But it was
Unless it's Beyonce and Taylor Swift. That's then right. We can do it.
Comparisons will be made.
Did you go see Renaissance?
I did go to see Renaissance when she was here. It was great.
In concert.
But did you see the film as well?
I cannot.
Why?
I went to the 3-hour concert.
I guess it's a little
redundant. I felt
redundant.
The same way. And then I was like, and then you're going to make me pay more?
Yeah. Like, I can do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I can, but like going to dedicate another 3 hours, and I love Beyonce. But, like, I just can't. I can't. That's a long fucking time. It was a long concert.
Yeah, it was a long show.
Does Beyonce have any Christmas music? I'm wondering.
I don't think
she
so.
She must, right?
She
I bet in, like,
have.
Her early years, she did some, right?
With Destiny's Child, maybe.
Destiny's Child, for sure.
I know certainly Destiny's Child did. Yep, they sure did.
Yeah.
They have Little Drummer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Do You Hear What I Hear? White Christmas. Silent Night. All is bright.
Do people make Christmas albums anymore?
Oh yeah,
they still do.
We got a banger
like,
one this year.
Oh yeah,
popular.
Cher made one.
Cher,
yeah.
Love it.
It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah,
love
we
it.
Should. I mean, we should probably.
Yeah,
this will be the third week in a row of this good Christmas fun.
Hit it. This is the theme of our CCF season.
Her album, much like the album we're actually here to talk about today by Kirk Franklin and the Family, is also called Christmas.
Love it.
And this is the lead single from it. DJ, play a Christmas song.
Love it. I love Cher.
She's still out here doing it.
Love it.
At 77 years young. Actually, I should play the one with Tyga.
Give him the chorus.
But Tyga.
I just want to hear her
that's
sing.
That's Cher.
So
this is Cher. Now that's Tyga.
Are you just
I love it, man. I love it.
It's fun. Yeah, is anyone else putting out a Christmas album this
Brandy
year?
Did this year.
Brandy.
I just saw an Instagram story or a reel where somebody made Cher like genuinely laugh, and it like warmed my heart.
Oh, the chain shop gal, Amelia?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, the
blonde
girl.
She was like,
girl.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
And then she was like, do you believe in love after love? Or life after love? And it actually made Cher like genuinely laugh.
That's cute.
I was like, that's cute.
Wow.
She's the best at that.
That
Amelia gal, I think she's got the juice.
That's dope.
For sure.
I mean, she made Cher laugh. So
it makes it look easy.
Yeah. It was perfect. Because you can see Cher like, what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah. Cher's like, one, how did I get here?
Yeah.
She's
and then she
on
hit her with
internet
the joke.
Show.
Well, Cher was like, how did I get here?
I love
Cher.
Wait,
David Byrne Cher.
Now that's a collab I'd
like to see.
How did I get here?
Is that your Make David Byrne?
That's kind of my Cher
And
slash
then Bruce
David.
Springsteen comes in.
I love it.
Oh, what does he sound like?
Iceman!
No, Bruce, different song. Wait, do you like Santa Claus is Coming to Town by him?
By Bruce?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For those like not in the room, Caroline just gave the most like...
Yeah, sure.
A hand gesture
Imagine
that's kind of like
just a ball of trash in my
Yeah.
And
he just tossed it over your shoulder. Yeah, sure.
That's about it.
Not caring where it goes.
We were at a party the other night, and I knew that Kevin got control of the music somehow because I noticed, I think, 2 or 3 Bruce songs in a row, and I had to stop that.
It was Merry Christmas, Baby.
But then I felt bad because I think it had only been the second one.
Well,
it felt a lot longer though.
And then I started getting booed by everybody. I don't know if you were there at that point.
No, I don't think
but
I saw that.
I was just trying to add my own little suggestions. I put on a Phil Spector Christmas album.
Okay.
One of my tops of all time.
Very good.
And everyone started booing me. They were like, no. And then I put on a Kelly Clarkson song and they were like, no. And I'm
damn.
Like, where
what
are
did they
going?
Want to hear?
You
what
have
did
no
they want
idea.
To hear?
Let me tell you what I did. I put on Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. Everyone was so happy.
Hooting and hollering.
They were dancing. They were feeling good.
Okay.
It's simple, Kevin.
It's simple.
It was an Ariana Grande party.
It was Ariana Grande.
They want a Mariah. They want a Ariana.
Yeah.
They want SpongeBob's wife. Now, you're not going to believe this, but Pentatonix, they put out a Christmas album this year.
Can I tell you a very funny thing?
Yeah.
About the album we're about to talk about?
Oh, sure.
So as I'm listening to it, I go all the way through, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, when we talk about the album, but it's just like Kirk Franklin is my most favorite grifter of all time. Because he just has made a complete career of just like doing nothing, really. Like, and I love it. I'm not like knocking him for it. He's talented with whatever he does, but he does it. And then like, and then another song came on, and it was Joyful, Joyful Noise, Joyful, Joyful from Sister Act
2.
But it was the cover. And I was like, this motherfucker is the king of just taking other people's music and making it
song.
And then
God.
I like looked, I was like, this shit sound weird. And it was Pentatonix.
So
it was Kirk and Pentatonix?
Like, no, Kirk would, it, the song, like, the album had ended. Okay. And then, you know, Spotify will just like play songs based off what you were just listening to.
It was this one?
Yes, it was that one. So, like, I'm listening to this, and I'm like, Kirk Franklin, boy. That motherfucker.
I feel like this would be a great collab for him.
This
like,
be,
it's about time.
He's not above it. I mean,
no, he will 100% do it.
Their collaborators on this album include Kelly Clarkson, Tori Kelly, Megan Trainor, all the greats.
There you
all
go.
The greats.
And Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's always fun when they just take, like, archive audience, like, we're doing a duet with him.
And they credited him? As,
yeah,
oh,
they sure
Lord.
Did.
So they credited his estate.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. This
is
Jacob
so
Elordi.
Bizarre. That movie, Candy Cane Lane, that I talked about last week, it's a new, like, Eddie Murphy Christmas movie.
I still have to watch that.
Yeah. Pentatonix is in it.
Please, okay.
Just be ready for that.
I'm ready.
They're in it a lot.
I'm ready.
A lot?
Yeah, they're like, the group is a character.
Love it.
And that one blonde dude that did the Dr. Anthony Fauci.
That's how I recognized him.
Really?
Because I saw him and I was like, wait a second.
During the pandemic, I don't know his name, and I won't look it up, but he put out a Hamilton parody.
Love it.
But instead of Hamilton, it was Dr. Anthony Fauci. Just the, what was it called? The Fraction?
I can't believe you're like, you're reminding me of that.
My name is Dr.
Bad.
Anthony Fauci.
I almost went with the rest of my pandemic episodes of GCF.
Good
here
grief.
It is. Coming roaring back.
Man, I'm not going to say who, but I know someone who named their dog Fauci during the pandemic.
Aww.
Okay.
And
good for them.
You know.
It's not what I would have done.
No.
Not the worst one you could have done.
I would have named my, if I got a new, you know, besides Dexter, if I got a new dog, I would have named her Amy Klobuchar.
Little Pfizer.
Little Pfizer. Little Pfizer.
Moderna, come here, second dose.
Come here, booster.
Booster's kind of good.
Booster's
actually.
A good, for
good
real,
name.
A good pet name.
That is a good name.
Well, I want to talk about Kirk Franklin more.
Let's talk about.
So.
KF.
Before we do it, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun. Good Christmas fun. Damn it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for like 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now. And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of like Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even like boundless energy that
right.
can kind of propel me into like.
To feel as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out like 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good
going,
brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/GoodChristianFun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
The
I agree.
The first month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's BetterHelp.com/GoodChristianFun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome back to Good Christmas Fun. It's time to dive into the topic. Come on, let's go. Okay, so as far as Christmas music that y'all played growing up.
Yeah.
What were the standards? What was in rotation? What was your family into versus what were you into?
Yeah. So like I grew up in a Christian household. We've talked about this.
Famously.
But in case anybody forgot. So like we didn't listen to like popular Christmas music. We did listen to like Christian Christmas music or gospel, not even Christian. Well, mm-hmm. they're the same, but we listened to like gospel Christmas music. But nothing like enough for me to clock, like, this is the song that we listen to, you know, these are the albums we listen right. to all the time. It was just whatever was playing at church.
Okay.
And stuff like that. And then as I got to like the, you know, older years, the tween teen years, it was very much like the, you know, the Michael Bublé's, the Mariah Carey's, all the pop Christmas albums that we listened to. But like, I've never really had like a go-to Christmas album. Like,
really?
Never. I've never had like a go-to Christmas album. It was not something that like I grew up with as far as, you know, playing Christmas music in the house on Christmas morning or during the Christmas season. We didn't really play music. We played music in the house, but like,
it was maybe like the radio or something.
It was the radio or whatever my grandma wanted to listen to, or we were all listening to our own shit, you know? So, you know, So I never really, I love Christmas music, but I never really had like the albums that were like, yeah, these are the ones I gotta listen to every fucking year.
Well, thankfully, this year, Cher's made one for you. For you to have the go-to album that you,
this is what
young Jacquees always wanted and never got.
I'm gonna father a child so I can introduce them to this and this be their tradition.
And you should father the child to this song.
To this song, yes. Rhythm would be all off.
Hey,
get the job done.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, baby. It's a vibe.
Woo-wee.
So yeah, but like, so even like re-listening to this album, there were a few songs on this that I was like, man, I love this song. But like, Now Behold
but
the Lamb.
You didn't know before.
I didn't know that was from the Christmas album.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have collected them.
And then also like the all those shit that ever, the Silent Night, like all the songs that
right.
are.
Right, the classics.
The classics. Standards. Yeah.
Of course.
We had like a CD, like, what would you even call it? It was like a big machine and we had loaded all of our CDs inside of it.
One
what
of
was
those
that called?
Like 50
a carousel?
Disc?
Yeah.
I used to love those.
Yeah, and then my parents had like created the categories, so we had like the Christmas section.
Yeah.
So I'm now realizing that was like a curated Christmas time section for us that, you know, not everyone was blessed with, and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I never got it. I never got it as
but
much.
But like, otherwise, I don't know how we would have, you know, because like you need like someone to be curating that.
Yeah,
down.
Your parents have to do it.
Yeah.
Your parents have to do it.
And a CD collection specifically really helps with that.
We're really at the mercy of our family's taste as little kids.
You are.
I wonder if kids now, it's just like, oh, dad's going to put on his playlist and like that's our Christmas music every year.
That is, yeah, because there's no CDs anymore. It's like, Alexa, play Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's what I've been doing for the past
not
like,
even hand selected.
Few years.
Yeah. Cut to my children 20 years. Oh, no, dad's putting on his Christmas music.
Oh.
Iceman. You was conceived to this, baby girl.
Ice. It's snow.
Dad,
it
can
counts.
Can we just skip to section 3 of Bruce's concert?
No, you have to get the arc of what he's doing on stage.
Okay.
Goodness. Well, I would love to talk about Christmas by Kirk Franklin
Hell
and
yeah.
the family.
The family.
A 12-episode... 12 episode. Jesus.
No, I like it.
Neither word I said was correct. It's not 12. It's 11.
It's 11.
It's not episodes. It's
their songs.
Songs.
The season of this album.
But it's the season, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season.
I guess it's 12 episodes. About it that way.
What year did this come out?
This came 96. Out in 1996.
96.
Yeah.
So we're coming up on.
Great year for Christmas.
It was a good year for Christmas.
Huge.
It was a good year for
huge
Christmas.
Huge year for Christmas.
Wait, wasn't that when the Patti LaBelle's Christmas concert
Whoa,
happened?
Whoa, that's true.
Whoa.
So the Christmas culture, it was, a canonical year.
I got a new bike that year, I think.
Oh, you did?
I think I got a new bike for Christmas in 96.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This was a good year.
It's a good year for Christmas.
I think, I'm not kidding, for the sake of our show, I think worth it about the year 1996, our parents did... A thing, the way my mom talks about it, she was like, I wanted to stage the presents underneath the tree the way you would see it sometimes in pictures or movies or something, where there's like wrapped presents, but then there's presents that are just outside already. And
oh, so with like a bow like, on them.
Yeah, exactly. So she did that this year, and I think there's pictures of this.
Those were from Santa.
Of yeah, like it's from Santa. No, we never did Santa. My mom was that shit's stupid. But there is, I think it's an unwrapped Garfield that I got this year.
Love it.
And there is pictures of me with it, but I think I'm also just in my underwear, so I don't want to give it to you to like post for this show.
Listen,
in your Garfield
it was
underwear.
A long time ago.
It was a different. I did call him fat. I blacked out. Said you're a fat cat.
Right. That's kind of his thing, though.
Fine. Anytime I said that to Scampi, I didn't know what I was saying.
No, I understand that. It was said in love.
But yeah, that's
unwrapped
what I remember
Garfield.
About. Yeah, Garfield unwrapped.
A loose Garfield under the tree. Is there anything better?
Nothing. Nothing.
I'm happy you got that, Kevin.
A loose Garfield under the tree sounds like someone's sick. Oh, yeah. She's got to lose Garfield under the tree, all right.
Oh.
Garfield last night at the bar.
First song of this album.
Yeah.
Silent Night. Kind of by the way of Carnival Cruise.
Mm-hmm. 100%. It is 100% what you would hear on the pool deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a cruise ship.
Sir, can I get you another drink? Another holiday eggnog, perhaps?
Kirk Franklin was playing.
Oh, my bad.
Has Kirk Franklin ever done a cruise? Like, he performance?
I mean, almost definitely.
He has,
right?
To. I've seen Kirk Franklin live like 3 or 4 times.
Have you seen him in L.A.?
No, I've not seen him in L.A.
Oh, man. I want to see him live.
But I've seen him live a few times. I saw him live at MegaFest, which was a TD Jakes conference.
I went with my MegaFest?
MegaFest.
Oh, MegaFest.
MegaFest. It was a while ago. This was like 20 years ago. Will Smith introduced him. And like Kirk Franklin played. And then I saw him again at a concert somewhere in Chicago. So maybe only twice, because that's the only two I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to see him do this.
This would be sick. Yeah, I feel like... I do want to get your perspective, too, on like... What do you think the grift of Kirk is?
Okay.
A Christmas grift.
Maybe grift is the wrong word, because most people just repeat other people's songs. But like really listening to this album all the way through, because I haven't listened to a full Kirk Franklin album in a very long time. Because even when we did it, we just did like
a song. We just skipped around, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this nigga don't make no music. Like he don't, like, he does not. What does he do? Like what
he... I've always perceived his talents to be he arranges, he band leads, and he's sort of a band conductor. I think you can see what he does in the Tiny Desk stuff, where he's like at the center of it in that concert they put out a couple years ago.
And that and I know that's what he does. I know he is like the choir director.
Right.
And he also, but like, I think it is amazing for somebody who does that. To become famous.
To be that famous.
To be that famous doing that.
As a solo artist,
as a solo artist. Like, nobody knows the... Like, I was listening to this song, and, like, half the songs are pre-made, or songs that have already been made. Sure. Like, all those... Every song, Silver and Gold, every song that he sings that, or that... Every song that he sings. Like, I say he don't sing shit. Like, but every song that he, like, has come out with has so many amazing singers that we don't know who the fuck they are at all.
You get a few names here and there. I mean, Tamala, I think, would go on to be Tamala Mann, who's a great gospel singer.
Of course. And again, I'm not knocking him for this. I love it.
It's admirable in some ways.
I love that this is who he is. It's just, like, listening to this for the first time was like, he doesn't write many of the songs, I don't think. He doesn't sing any of the songs. To my knowledge, being a choir director, while it is like a thankless job, I'm sure, isn't that damn hard if the singers are professional.
Which they are.
Which they are.
They're the best.
Like, they know what the fuck they know what they know what they're doing.
It's not they're like, oh, I sing now? Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah. Like, so, like, what has he done to get to the level of fame that he's at? And I'm just,
where
I
it's
was
like, Kirk Franklin collabed with Tori Kelly. I'm like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You were around.
Come on, Tori.
Okay. He is the greatest. Everybody says Flavor. Kirk Franklin is the greatest hype man of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He's the greatest hype man of all time.
It's kind of an Emperor's New Clothes situation where we've all just like, yeah, Kirk Franklin's the best.
Yeah.
His best songs, he is not singing.
He doesn't.
All the other talent is. And I keep thinking of them as the singers too, and like kind of the devil's bargain they make of like, well, it's so, you know, important to be chosen as one of Kirk's solo singers.
One of Kirk's solo is,
But I also know, like, he will not talk about me, you know?
No,
he won't,
all.
Like, put my name at the... He won't even say my name on the song. Like,
not at all.
Let's go, Michael, you know?
Not at all.
He won't say it.
And I still love... Every time he speaks, I'm like, family? And I'm saying it with him. Melodies! Like, I'm saying all the shit with him. I love it.
He is good at that.
He's so good at it.
Here's sort of the epiphany I'm having, 306 episodes into the show. This is episode 306 of the show.
Oh, hell yeah.
am I the Kirk Franklin of podcasting?
No.
I get the guests on. I get one of the funniest people I've ever met.
You're a producer.
And I'm like, let's talk about this song.
But you are driving it. You're driving it. As somebody who has hosted podcasts.
But imagine if you just
podcasts.
Like weren't even on mic at all. And yeah. You were like, Kevin T. Porter is good Christian fun.
I guess I'd be like, Kevin T. Porter and the family.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, y'all I wouldn't are have the a name.
You wouldn't have a name. Yeah. You wouldn't have a name. You wouldn't even introduce me as the guest. No. I would just talk.
Come on, man. Yeah. And then you'd be like, yeah, whatever.
And here he goes. It's incredible.
Man, we should try making a podcast episode that way. I will say his most sizable audible contribution on the album is when he kind of does a moth monologue on the last track, Silver and Gold. Let's say listen to this.
Which is just a remake
you know, this
of
holiday season.
Yes.
I love this,
my
though.
It's my sincere desire that you have a chance to really understand the true meaning of Christmas. I wasn't a holiday person growing up. We didn't have much. Mm-hmm. And the seasons were not the happiest times. But as I got older and really understood the meaning of the season, I had a chance to develop my own relationship.
I love this.
And I can guarantee now that nothing in the world could compare to the love that God has given me. So I pray that you also found the same joy that I found. And to every one of you, I hope you can truly say someday that you'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Perfect land in that plane.
Kind of a brilliant recontextualization of a not Christmas song. Like,
love it.
I'd rather have Christmas than silver and gold.
Yeah. It is. I love him. I love it. Like, when you think of, like, gospel singers like Shirley Caesar, the Wyans, or BB and CeCe Wyan, fucking Yolanda Adams, like, Kirk Franklin is up there.
Yeah.
With all of those
he's
people.
In the group.
Like, he's in the group as, like, one of the best of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. If he could sing.
I want to know if he could sing.
Well, he obviously can't. Or he would have.
We don't know that.
Can you imagine? He all these years is just holding back this incredible voice.
He has an amazing voice.
Or they hype it up in the next album, like, finally, after 30 years making music, Kirk's going to take lead vocals.
He was just really shy.
Hi. He's like, never mind.
And the choir is the ones who's doing the hype.
Melody.
Yeah, and he's like going for it.
They switch roles.
He must kick himself every day and, like, just curse God secretly in the heart of his heart. Yeah, just being like, how could you do this to me?
But again, I want to be very clear. I love it.
And
I'm so happy.
Oh,
like,
and it's a thumbs up all the way.
It's a thumbs up.
100%.
It just, listening to this, I was like, this is the greatest. This is the greatest shit ever.
Little trickster.
I love it.
Does he have kind of an accent, too? What is that accent
no,
he's
he,
doing?
No, his voice has changed over the past decades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, his voice has changed over the past day. I mean, he's gotten older.
Are y'all hearing that little buzzing sound?
A little bit.
I'm not hearing it.
Hang on, real quick. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just looking at this album cover. And that guy peeking at the very back. Do you see him?
Oh, that's funny.
Couldn't have gotten him a little closer. Behind the curtain.
Hey.
That's Kirk Franklin right there.
That's one big family.
He did put them on the album cover.
Yeah, he did.
But so he made sure we know he's at the front.
We know what they look like. We just don't know their names.
We don't know their names.
And that's okay.
It's crazy. No, he does, like, doesn't he go and
he'll say their names sometimes through the songs.
Yes, mm-hmm. Which one was it? They Need to Know or something. He's like, hello, Michael. Hello, Beverly.
Oh, They Need to Know is, it opens up with Kirk Franklin's equivalent of Hi, Barbie.
Here's the song.
He does Merry Christmas. Is it this one? Oh, no. There's No Christmas Without You.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
This is the one.
I love this so much. This made me laugh. Merry
Christmas, did he call her mother?
No. Merry Christmas, mother.
He does say mother.
Merry Christmas,
he does?
He does. Merry Christmas, like mother of the church,
like
probably.
Mike Pence? You're right. He says mother. Good grief.
Like, I know, like, my grandma, she would be called mother sometimes.
Because
she
like
was a
group.
Mother of the church.
Oh, okay.
It's like the mothers and the deacons.
I see. Okay.
It's like the mothers and the deacons.
So it's like her title.
It's her title.
But then Kirk gets checked every other line.
Hey, Kirk.
Merry Christmas, Kirk.
Hey, Kirk.
He's like, hello.
Can I say to...
Yeah.
Say it.
as far this album, I enjoyed this album. First of all, I want to talk about one song that I love. It made me want to go to church. And it's a song that I've heard a lot, but like I had forgot about it. And I was like, this song is fucking great. But this album made me laugh so much for Christmas because I feel like the message of this album is don't like material shit, only like Christ. Which, felt so sad to me. Like, listening, I know you want them toys. And I know you want them fun. And I know you want to love and laugh. But don't you forget that Jesus is the reason for the season.
Selfish, wanted to have fun.
I know you want to. They've replaced Christmas with fun and laughter. But it's about Jesus being born. Now go you want tell that ice on the mountain.
That's so funny.
There's one very, what you're talking about, an explicit culture war song, which is not what I thought I'd hear on a Kirk Franklin and the Family album. And the lead vocals by, I don't know, but by somebody.
My mother.
Maybe it's my mother. No, it's a gentleman, as far as I can tell, written by David Mann, but it opens.
Taken cries from Christmas. Filled it with earthly joy, like Frosty and Rudolph, even a drummer boy.
The drummer boy catching strays. What did he do?
I didn't think I'd hear a man sadly sing a lament about Frosty and Rudolph. It's so sad. Frosty's here.
I can't believe it.
That reindeer that was shunned all his life and finally got his moment. Fuck him.
Take a step back,
take
Rudolph.
Take a step back. It's Jesus time.
It's so funny. They need to know.
It's devastating. Oh.
And it's such an evangelical call to action.
It is.
They're so confused.
People are unaware.
I love it.
If it had come out 1 year later, you would have been singing... They think it's about Turbo Man. Something of that. They're taking Christ from Christmas is like a right wing talking
it's such
point.
I was listening to this and I was like, this album would be like MAGA's favorite album if they weren't all black.
They would have played it at MAGA Fest, like you were talking about.
Yes.
It'd have been like, this is perfect.
This is perfect. They're taking Christ out of Christmas. I told y'all.
That's what we were excited about.
Over.
And I know I feel like I'm talking shit about it. I loved it. I still enjoyed it because this is like the gospel Christmas music I grew up with.
Yeah.
So.
It is like, I think one, shockingly, of this show we've done, like one of the more aggressively Jesus is the reason for the season Christmas albums we've done.
Oh, yeah.
Every single song.
Even Smitty would be like, you little strong.
We can do one hot chocolate song. Yeah. It's fine.
We can jingle the bells just a little bit, okay?
And Kirk's like, no, absolutely not.
There were no jingle bells in the major.
Which is so funny for me because Kirk Franklin... historically, throughout his career, especially with the younger generation, has been known as the person to create the music that is like a little not as like in your face
for everybody.
Yeah, just, like, a good crossover.
Yeah, it's like a crossover. So listening to this album was very off. It felt off brand.
It felt very tisk tisk. You know, just wagging their finger in her face.
It was so funny. It was so funny to me.
The most streamed song on the would y'all know? What I would you guess is the most streamed?
The
song?
The most streamed song on the album has to be "Now Behold the Lamb."
That's absolutely correct.
Which is the song I was talking about.
This is the song where it's maybe you should go back to church.
Yeah, this song is a great fucking song.
This is the one where I was like, do I believe in God?
Yeah, it is. It is a great. It is this. Which is why I said I didn't know this was a Christmas song, because I just know this song is a church song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So this is a church song.
Good. This is 7 minutes.
It's so long.
Here we go.
We're going to listen to all seven. Big Christian Fun Podcast.
It's like a small service, you know?
It is.
A little something. Right?
But I was listening to it on the way. I listened to the album last week, but I was listening to a couple songs on the way here. Listen to this, and I'm in the car I should go to church this Sunday.
Yeah.
Shit. When they start hitting them, at the end, go
It's
ahead.
Quite moving. I'll
skip
ahead.
The build is so good. Be a star.
Maybe she is, and we just don't know her name.
We don't know her name.
working so hard.
He's so good.
Oh my God.
He's so good. Kurt ain't doing nothing.
Kurt is just there.
Yeah, he's just doing this. He's just waving his fingers.
Just Mickey
up.
Mouse with the hat on.
I bet he might be playing piano or something right here.
That's the thing. I haven't even seen him play instruments.
No, he definitely plays.
He plays
an instrument. He can.
Okay. He can. Confirmed.
He plays a sick triangle, dude. Like Clarence Clemons and these three bands. Yes, there's this one.
But I love this song. This song is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Fabulous.
Very
good. I thought
good.
It was beautiful.
One of my other favorites. Oh, yeah, Key Change. One of my other favorites was Go Tell It on the Mountain, which is like such a, exists in the gospel tradition of what if every line was a minute and a half long to sing.
Because this song don't have that many lyrics. If we take it back just a minute. I also, obviously, this is one of those songs we've all known since like we were children.
Mm-hmm.
Like Go Tell It on the Mountain. But like really listening to it, I was like, this is such a funny song because there's a part in this where they're like, go tell them the deliverer, the healer, all this. I'm like, this motherfucker's a baby. Like, he was just born.
Baby to tears.
Like, how long before he can heal?
The warrior, the fighter.
Let him cook a little bit.
If I kick this baby hard enough, he's dead.
He needs to sleep like 18 hours a day.
That baby can't even wipe his ass. Like, he ain't no healer.
He's night-night right now.
Yeah, like, let's do a soft launch of Baby Jesus. We don't need to go so hard.
We don't need to go so hard.
Grit and story.
People are not going to be impressed.
Let's just do a word-of-mouth thing, but let's keep it cool. Let's keep it cool.
That's like when they hold up Simba. It was like, the protector is here. Like, no, man, Mufasa's still the protector.
He's still got a little tummy.
He got some time, man. We got to let this motherfucker grow. We got to let him grow.
Is so funny. Oh, my gosh. One of my other favorites from the midpoint. Oh, come all ye faithful.
Yes.
Which felt like just like, there's a few of these where it's like he Franklinizes a Christmas standard.
Yeah.
And those are very satisfying to listen to.
Yeah.
That Silent Night.
They're fun.
That's pretty much it. And then the rest are just like gospel songs or War on Christmas. Get off my lawn. Get off my Christmas lawn songs.
Yeah, like I want to be clear. I enjoy this. I enjoy the album.
We all enjoy
so
the
fun.
Album.
It's clear.
It's abundantly
funny.
Clear.
But he's so funny. I love Kirk Franklin.
I'm sad he hasn't done more in this vein. And like this is his only I think
like
he put out a
music
single.
Mean?
Yes. He put out a Christmas single of some sort. I got to look that up. But the other thing that is notable is there are a few Christmas movies with his branding on them. Do you guys
really?
Know about this?
No.
Yes. There are Kirk Franklin Christmas movies.
What? Maybe he does a little bit more than I thought.
There is.
He's acting.
Kirk Franklin's The Night Before Christmas. And Kirk Franklin's A Gospel Christmas. Both of these aired, I believe, on Lifetime.
Really? What year?
2022 and 2021.
Oh, recently.
Very recently.
Well, he was trying to do like maybe a little bit of a Tyler Perry pivot.
Yeah.
And start making his universe.
He's a mogul.
He's a mogul.
Franklin? You think he's a mogul?
Franklin is to Dallas is Tyler Perry. I mean, no one's like
Is
Tyler
that where he's
Perry,
from, Dallas? I don't even know where he's from.
He's based there.
Okay.
And he's quite
King
based.
Of Dallas.
Quite based. I remember when Kirk Franklin, like, it was a big deal that he had like a porn addiction. You guys remember?
Well,
this?
He loved talking about it.
He talked about it all the damn
but
time.
But his porn addiction, do you remember what was special about it?
That he would watch them all the way to the end and then throw them away.
Jack off.
He wouldn't
would
jack off. He would just watch. Yes, I remember.
Let's edge.
And I wish he was Kirk Franklin and threw him. Like,
here we go.
Doggy style.
Just like that now.
Come on, penis, are you with me?
Here I go.
Keep
Here
it up.
I go.
Keep
Here
it up.
I go.
Oh, my God.
We showed that. I think that is the regret of our careers is Caroline and I didn't talk about his jack-off style when he was on the show.
We didn't ask him about it.
We didn't
was he
ask.
On the show?
2 years ago.
Wait a minute,
yeah. Oh,
man. Wait. Surely we told you this, right?
I don't. But you probably have.
It's an all-time. You should give it a listen.
Oh yes, I remember you talk. Yes, yeah. I remember.
Well, and he was playing piano live while we were there, so that's how I know he can play the piano for sure.
Yeah, it was. That was a special.
Kirk, if you
time.
Listening,
yeah, that was a missed opportunity.
Kirk, if you're listening, you know, listen, brother.
You're gonna get a voicemail.
We get a voicemail, brother. You know, listen. We both black. You know. I'm talking like we in a black household, man. You know, I love you, brother. I love Kirk. I grew up with Kirk. I love Kirk Franklin, and I love it. I thought about this too. Like, what Kirk Franklin has done is usually reserved for white people.
Sure.
Like, where it's like, you know, like you ask the question, like, what do they really do? But they're still famous as fuck for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah, man. Kirk Franklin, be that person.
Sure. I was trying to think of, like, you know, other music artist. I mean, we've talked about, like,
how about Leonard
DJ
Bernstein,
Khaled, you know, kind
the
of
maestro.
Thing.
DJ Khaled.
But, like, I think Mark Ronson might be a good example, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's so famous. He does not sing.
He
just, like, does the instrumentation, but he'll have his name
on everything.
You know, as, like, whoever's on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but still, we love you, Kirk.
I love him.
I'm glad he does what he does.
DJ Khaled is probably a descendant of Kirk Franklin. He's like, I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
put my name, like, on everything.
He's like, DJ I just Khaled. Stand up there. That's it. Bounce around a little bit. I can do that.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Spotify singles.
What if there's a female Kirk Franklin?
A female Kirk Franklin? Probably not.
Wow.
Probably not.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's still a space only reserved for men, unfortunately.
They'll expect us to actually dance. Actually sing.
Actually
probably
do something.
Power structures there to reinforce that. Do y'all want to watch the trailer for Kirk Franklin's The Night Before Christmas?
I would
100%.
Love to.
Okay.
I think I want to watch it this Christmas.
Is he
like
starring
hearing
it?
This put me in a Christmas
There you
mood.
Go.
Wow, Caroline, we
Add
did
this
it.
To your Home Alone rotation.
Yes.
After you rewind the Donald Trump cameo in Home Alone 2 over and over again, you put on this. No, he does not star in it.
Okay.
It's other actors starring in it.
Serious?
Honestly, that feels right.
Oh, Kirk Franklin this whole movie?
Wait, yeah. He
that
Kirk Franklin
right.
this movie. He's in the trailer for like...
And there's your mark.
5 seconds.
Send some out.
I am realizing he's doing in this movie what he did in the music.
Oh, I love
he couldn't
that.
Even put on a costume.
He couldn't make a cameo, bro.
Are we seriously stuck here all night? Great Christmas break. Thanks, Mom.
On December 10th.
Apparently, I'm a huge
fan
of his mother.
Parents make mistakes, too.
A Lifetime original movie.
You guys sing in the choir?
Thanks to the storm, the show got canceled.
The show can still go on. There's enough of us here to still pull something together.
Okay, let's go.
You can sing.
There's nothing that I love more than you. I'm gonna do better.
Featuring songs produced, written, and arranged by Kirk Franklin.
Okay.
Oh,
he's in
all
it. He's in it.
We have a special holiday performance.
He was in it for one shot.
One shot.
I'm sorry.
Was he on stage? I missed it.
He was like behind the piano.
Natalie
not
him.
There he goes.
James. Laurea Turner.
Merry Christmas, Nina. Merry Christmas, Mom.
Kirk Franklin's The Night Before Christmas premieres Saturday, December 10th at 8.
Amazing.
I love it, man.
Good for you, Kirk.
I love it. Icon.
Truly.
True icon.
Yeah, because we would all do this.
Yeah, I would do it if I could.
Jacquees Neal's Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
You're barely in it. You rake in the residuals.
Bro, I do a show that's popular that is a format that's been around for 40 fucking years. Like, yeah, I would do it. I didn't create that show.
Put
I ripped
it.
Put my name on it. Change some shit up.
Man, any other songs we want to talk about? From this album? Oh, I love this part.
I feel very Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah.
Good.
He's good, man.
For me, the first half of the album held my interest way more than the
Yeah,
second.
By the second half, I was like folding laundry and shit. And I was like,
yeah.
I forgot.
It's still about Jesus.
It's still about Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
It is.
Can I have a mulled wine, please?
You're getting to the. Nope. Franklin monologues about his sad childhood Christmas and love song.
I know. Jesus is the reason.
I didn't like Christmas for a long time.
Some of these are just undeniably, I hate to be basic, but The Night Christ Was Born is undeniably sexy to me.
Oh, let's hear it. Oh, yeah.
Listen.
The Christ Was Born.
Listen
to the angels.
Mm.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
Beautiful.
He's great.
Who
He's
is
great.
The female Kirk Franklin? Sound off in the comments.
Yeah, I would love to. I Lydia cannot Tarr? Think of anybody.
Is Lydia Tarr the female Kirk Franklin?
Tarr?
Man.
I don't know.
You
I don't
even
think
come close.
I can't think of anybody. I can't even think of anybody in like other genres.
Yeah, like, yeah. Get gospel, like gospel aside, genre aside, who would come close to like... It's their kind of label and branding and
yeah,
the
they
sort kind of
like put their name on
center
it.
Center Force
yeah.
band leader.
But the name is like on the billing.
Yeah.
You know?
And at this point, his name is big enough where like you would want to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. the thing, it's not even that he is where he is now. It's just like on the way up, especially with black people and especially in a black church, I can't imagine not one motherfucker was like, yo, Kirk. What the fuck you doing, bro? Like, oh, your name on this shit. Like, somebody's had to say something.
And what do you do? And you do that?
And what you do, man? Like, when they saw the album, it was like, so Kirk, family, bro? That's all we are?
Yeah, I would love to know, like, what is his, like, stock reply to that? You know, like, he has to have an answer ready
he
at
has
this
to.
Point.
He has to.
It's just, so funny.
Do you think he named them the family because it's like that thing that a lot of corporations and companies do where it's like, well, we're not a team. We're a family. But yeah. he did that where it's like, well, you guys aren't singers. You're a family.
And listen to your father.
Probably. Probably.
So, any other songs you guys wanted to talk about from this album?
We hit the hits.
Now we hold
we hit,
the lamb.
We hit the hits. Yeah. We hit the hits.
I need to know.
I think you're right. The first half of this album was definitely like hit harder.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it became, you know, the Pentatonix, I was like, here we go.
Brought you back.
It brought me back. It brought me back in. It brought me back in. That's another thing with Christmas albums, too. I actually find that with most Christmas albums. Mm-hmm. That, like, by, like, song
yeah,
six,
there's
I'm like, all right, man.
You're out.
Like, I'm kind of out here in the same person singing Christmas music. Like, let's vary this shit up.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was about to say... maybe because of the relatively short length, but Phil Spector's Christmas Gift for You, which has Darling Love and mm-hmm. that Crystals, Frosty the Snowman, the Ronettes, and all that stuff. It's pretty short. But now that I'm thinking about it, it ends the same way this album does. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where Phil Spector does a direct monologue.
Oh, yes.
Where he's like, hey, I'm Phil Spector. Thanks for... It ends
the same.
Weird.
Like with him talking over it and stuff like
yes.
that. Yeah.
In Silent Night with Phil Spector at the beginning.
This is Phil Spector. It is so difficult at this time to say words that would express my feelings about the album.
Did Kirk crib this move from famed murderer Phil Spector?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Maybe. You guys should have him back.
And ask him.
And ask him.
We have two questions that we forgot.
One, what's your jack-off style? And two, did you copy the famed murderer Phil Spector when you ended your Christmas album with a monologue?
Thank Man. You for coming back.
Thank you for coming
we'll
back.
We'll see you a third time.
And three, how's your son doing? And he'll love
how's
that
your
one.
Son doing? Are you guys spending Christmas together?
We need to put that in the theme song. Kirk Franklin ramming his foot up the ass.
God. That's so funny.
Oh, that's family business.
That's you know? Hey, it's Kirk Franklin and his family.
And what is Christmas not about then? Family tension.
Absolutely.
For us all.
It's not about presents, though.
No, and they need to know.
They need to know.
Frosty
that
and...
That little non-believing drummer boy.
And even the drummer boy. Like, why can't the drummer boy get his shine?
The drummer boy, he is working.
He's working.
I want them to do an update of this song to include more modern, like, 21st century Christmas icons. Like, Will Ferrell in Elf. And Keira Knightley in Love Actually. Jack Skellington, yeah. They all suck compared to Christ.
Or whatever. I love it. You should write that.
Man, I should write that.
Write it and send it to him.
I've never written a Christmas song, unless it was on this. Well, we wrote one.
Yeah.
You should.
We wrote one this year.
Wrote some hits.
Do you want to tell Jarquise what our Christmas song was about this year?
Oh, you should take it away.
Well, it was about, we wrote it with our friend and a truly terrific songwriter, Nick Jester. And it was about how you're going to have a good Christmas anyway. Just... Against all odds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's about the idea of, like, perseverance and, like, almost like an optimistic defiance of, like, even though things are sad, I'm going to have a good Christmas anyway.
I love it.
And some of the circumstances were like, even though some people are dead. You remember the next line?
Yeah, there's something about an elf, I think.
Yeah, even the elf isn't giving me head.
Yeah.
And then there is a line about... There's a line in every verse about an elf not sucking you off at Christmas and how you're going to have a good Christmas.
This is paywall stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling this from over the paywall. My bad.
It's okay. Now you're inspiring people to go get
I think
it
it's a good tease. I think it's a good, like, now you're going to want to.
You want to hear this. I want to hear
how that resolves.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I love it.
I think it's time to do what we usually do. Let's give it a roast or a toast. Holy toast is the thumbs up. That's when we toast it with maybe a little spiked eggnog. All the way to heaven. Holy roast is when we roast it over an open fire in hell, which is bad.
Mm.
Or purgatory, which is...
The space between.
All right, Caroline.
Oh, obviously a thumbs up. Cheersing to it with no hot chocolate, no mulled wine, no fun, no laughter. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I guess a cup of hay. From the floor
from the
of the barn.
Oh my God.
Because that's more than enough for me.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I love Jesus. Mm-hmm. So yeah, here's to you, Kirk Franklin. May you long continue your ways.
I love
May
it.
May you long continue your ways.
I love it.
Can't wait for Kirk Franklin's Nightmare Before Kirkmas.
And I would watch it.
I'm going to watch the hell out of that.
I'm going to watch this movie. I'm going to get turn so into high Jakees. And watch this movie.
I'll join you.
Yes, I want to.
You're gonna think Kevin McAllister's in that church. It's gonna blend all together.
I love it. Easy thumbs up. Easy thumbs up. Also because like I just had so much fun discovering shit.
Oh yeah,
through this album. Like this was a fun album of discovery for me. But also some bangers on this album. If you have a Christmas album, you only really need 3 or 4 good songs on the album.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only shit people gonna listen to.
Yeah.
You know, 12 songs is too many. So
you need Drop Top Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
You need DJ Play a Christmas.
You need DJ Play a Christmas.
And everything else people will forget, and that's fine.
And Kirk, man, listen, I wish I was like you. I do. There is nobody who wouldn't want your career.
I think that's true. He seems to have quite a bit of fun.
Yeah.
I get Kirk Franklin TikToks from time to time on my FYP.
I'm grateful TikToks? For that.
Not his, just people at shows, and it's like, look at him wilding out.
Yeah.
By the way, I should have put it in these terms. I should have, because we do have on the show the no-no-nos.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can find them.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I don't think I can find them. Never mind. Cut that out, Emma.
No.
Obviously, I'm giving it a toast as well.
Mm,
I will
toasts.
Give it a unanimous toast. We lift our eggnog to you. We do not lift it to Frosty.
Mm-mm.
We do not lift it to Rudolph.
Never.
Or the drummer boy.
Never.
Do we lift it to Iceman?
Maybe.
A little bit.
Wait, should I play a little bit of Iceman for you guys so you guys can hear what it sounds like?
Caroline's like,
it's okay.
It's really interesting. It's a 1977 outtake from, it was from the Darkness on the Edge of Town session, so it's maybe going
to
be on that
album.
I'm
about to black out, so if I say something hurtful
about Bruce, like 95
songs
for that,
it's
and then they
me.
Like cut it down to just a few. And so this is Iceman.
Sleepy town ain't got the guts to budge. Baby, this emptiness has already been judged.
Isn't that fun?
Oh.
I wanna
the
go
far's so good.
Out tonight. I wanna find out what I got.
It's like the sound of like an empty bar at Christmas, but like 100%. Two sad guys are in there.
Yeah, there's a guy behind them sweeping up. Little tents on the floor.
They're not with their families.
Oh, that's right.
It's just cold enough where you don't want to go outside. It's just cold enough.
You can hear the snow falling.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
All right.
Just wet snow outside.
And regret.
Caroline, should we do a singles mystery about Iceman?
Please
yeah,
do.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, man. But now let's close out another edition. Our last edition, I think.
Oh.
Of Good Christmas Fun. Well, we got a bonus next week.
Okay.
From second service. But this is our last proper episode.
I was so proud to be on it.
Of the season. I was so happy that you were on
Christmas
it.
Christmas without
I love
you.
It. Was talking about some Kirk.
Man, I'm wondering, should we, maybe we should have like a little different vibe for this. You know, like a little Christmas piano instead.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's do that. Let's get a little.
I do feel like somebody's about to ask me for money.
Yeah, this is
this is tithe and offering
plate
music.
Passing yeah, music.
Plate passing music.
This is plate passing music for sure.
Let's do
candle passing music.
Yeah.
Here, I'll do.
Did you do the little like candles at Christmas Eve service? Ever?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That's the best Christmas like church thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Was candles?
Candle time.
It's candle time.
I love it.
And in me, a lit candle. Awesome.
This feels good.
Yeah.
And we're looking back on our year together. Mm. We're looking back on this holiday and we're feeling nostalgic, a little wistful, a little melancholy. But it was all worth it because we got to have Christmas with each other. Mm. And I'm
doing your monologue now.
Yeah, growing up for me, Christmas was. Wasn't like it was for most people. It was kind of sad in ways I'm going to be vague about.
Way more Garfield.
It was about 200% more Garfield than I have with you clowns.
And I would rather be under a Christmas tree than on Old Town Road.
Town Road.
We're going to take...
Oh, I'm... Wait, man. That would be a sit in Lil Nas X and Kirk.
Ooh.
Probably
nice.
Fans oh of each God. Other. Well, Lil Nas probably likes Kirk. I don't know if Kirk would like
I think
Lil
Kirk,
Nas.
I think Kirk was secretly like him, but he probably couldn't admit it.
Yeah, I think that's
like
true.
Like in the church. He like, probably couldn't admit it.
That's I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's never going to come back. I'm sorry.
He might.
We love you, Kirk.
He might love this.
I think he would.
Yeah, on Jaquise, on other shows, we plug ourselves and promote our projects. We don't do that here. We lift them up as a Christmas gift to the Lord, and we start, as per usual, with Caroline.
Lift me up at Caroline's Farts. I got to see the Hayao Miyazaki movie last night, The Boy and the Heron. Talked about. Why do I keep saying Heron?
I don't know, but I wasn't going to correct you because I thought you'd get mad.
The Boy and the Heron? Okay.
Heron.
It was really great. A little long, gotta say. A little long.
Dubs or subs?
Dubs.
Dubs.
A lot of famous dubs I didn't know about until I saw the credits roll. Like Florence Pugh is in it.
Oh.
Dave Bautista.
Robert Pattinson was the titular Heron.
Yeah.
He's excellent.
He is good.
Yeah, he's
I
so good.
I had no idea. He plays like a funny little guy.
Hello.
But still very magical, very special, shocking things you just don't see coming and are really special.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy and the Heron, number one at the box office this week.
No way.
Isn't that fun?
With $400,000.
Jaquise has this thing where he thinks everything made $400,000.
Yes, that's what it makes.
All right, we turn to... Well, Jaquise, we didn't give you a Christmas name. I'm Kevin T. Porter. T is Tinsel. This is Christmas Caroline.
Oh.
What's Jaquise O'Neill?
What would be my Christmas name? Just call me Jaquise Mistletoe Neil.
Jaquising under the mistletoe.
Jaquising under the mistletoe.
Jaquising under, what is it again?
Jaquising under the mistletoe.
Jaquising under the mistletoe. I love it.
It's beautiful.
I love it.
Need more mistletoe in my life.
I feel like mistletoe is not a thing anymore.
You don't have to trick your husband into kissing you, do you?
Extra smooches here and there.
Never hurt nobody.
Couldn't be mad.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And should I say some stuff now?
You should say some stuff.
Under the mistletoe. Listen, I don't, you know, it was a strike year, so I ain't got shit to promote that's coming up. But things happen. Also, if you're in San Francisco, which if you listen to this after February of 2024, this is not relevant to you anymore. But if you're listening to it before and you're in the Bay Area or nearby and you want to come to Comedian Feud, it's going to be a very fun one. We got Lamorne Morris. We got Lauren Lapkus, Paulette Tompkins, Tim Baltz.
It sounds like all those guys are going to be conscious on stage the whole time.
They're going to be conscious, or they may black out and say a bunch of offensive shit. come see.
In February.
Ooh. At the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Hell, it's going to be a fun-ass time.
How fun.
Good job.
Come to it.
Are you watching Fargo? Lamorne is really good.
He's fantastic in it. He's great. I'm happy for him. I love when comedic actors can make a good turn to the other side.
You got something to lift up from the secular culture? Oh, great thing you watched, read, listened to.
Something to lift up from the secular culture. I am rewatching. I'm almost done with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh my gosh!
And like, so it's the first time I've rewatched it all the way through. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the OG MCU TV show. Then when Disney Plus came out, you know, the WandaVisions and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Go back and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It actually holds up really well. It's a very good show that, especially with all the bad shows they've come out with lately, you appreciate it a lot more. And there are elements in that show that were direct rips from the new shows that they came out with. Like,
wow.
The whole last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is pretty much the exact format of season one of WandaVision.
Wow.
Like, and I never even put that together.
Wow.
This is what gets Caroline back in.
Let's get it back in.
I never even thought about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't considered it. You've watched it twice.
I've watched it twice. It was fun.
Oh my gosh.
It's very fun. Okay.
Good music.
Yeah.
I'm on my list.
All right. Well, you can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. Eeny, meeny, miny, miff. Yeah, where can people...
Lift me up at Jacques Neal.
Yeah.
There you go.
You gotta do it. Why do I want to lift up? I already said Godzilla minus one, right? I already said that because it was like 4 days ago that we recorded.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, have I seen anything since then?
What's your Christmas movie of the season?
Oh, good question. Thank you, Caroline. It was gonna be Gremlins, but then I didn't see it.
Okay, you can still recommend it.
I haven't seen it though.
Ever?
No.
Okay. And it came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you know what? I'll echo Jacques's Home Alone 2. Never seen it.
Really?
No, I've seen it now. Oh. I never seen it until recently.
Okay.
And you love Donald Trump.
There was that scene, but I was very touched by that bird lady.
Bird lady.
That bird lady really got me.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great.
A broken-hearted bird lady. Mm. Who amongst us couldn't relate?
Who got, from a very wealthy family, 2 turtle doves.
Yes. And that was enough.
That was enough.
To sustain her life.
That was
She was like, thanks. I can eat for one more day on this. Appreciate it. Well, you can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere, patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We got 1 or 2 more episodes left this year. We got some more fun stuff on Second Service. We got our Christmas movie draft coming up. And a few more episodes. But we have enjoyed every step of the way this good Christmas fun with you. Thank you to Cher. Thank you to all of our guests before. And thank you to Jacques.
Oh my God.
For coming on the show.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And there's nothing left to say except for.
Okay.
I love you, Emma. Emma.
Amen.
Now watch this drive. And Jacques, I leave it to you. We leave it to you. What is the song that we go out on? It can be from Kirk Franklin's album. It can be from something else.
It can be from, but do we want it to be Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be.
I feel. You know what? Let me find a name real quick.
And while you find that name, Caroline's gonna reminisce about her Christmas childhood.
Well, another year came and went, and takes me back to when I was 1996.
When you were 1996.
I was it. I was the year. It was Christmas 1996. Bill Clinton was kissing backstage singers.
Backup singers. Don't go out there. That's where they were. Stay with me.
You know what?
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm done.
Let's go out.
Flawless memory.
Let's go out to probably the greatest cover of a Christmas song of all time.
Hmm.
They call him Darkman X or DMX with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, a perfect chaser to this shot of an episode. Here we go. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX. You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Nice. Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. What? And if you ever saw it, great. You would even say it. Playing a reindeer game. Come on! Alright. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas.
Happy Chinooka.
Happy Boxing Chinooka. Day.
And happy Boxing Day. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.